With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. The notification system on opioid overdoses in Windsor, Essex has issued an alert following an increase. WeCause reported 16 opioid overdoses between March 3rd and 9th, and 13 involved fentanyl. Paramedics also responded to 26 substance-related calls, of which 15 were suspected overdoses. Windsor fire crews were busy dealing with a fire at a downtown business Tuesday. Firefighters were on scene around 1 p.m. at a restaurant on University Avenue East off of Olette. The fire was on the roof. It was declared out 2 hours later. No one was hurt. Meanwhile, Windsor police say one of the suspects wanted for a series of recent thefts has been identified. Investigators reported Tuesday that it was a woman caught on camera stealing a package off a front porch. The other three are still outstanding. Their photos are up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Police in LaSalle are hoping someone can help identify a break-and-enter suspect. The burglary took place Saturday evening at a home on Outram Avenue. Police say someone holding a pizza box rang the bell. When no one answered, they broke in and stole cash and jewelry. An image of the suspect is up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. A 28-year-old Chatham man is facing arson and attempted murder charges. Chatham Kent police say a tenant was found in a unit on Park Street unconscious Sunday morning with non-fire-related, life-threatening injuries. The suspect is charged with arson with disregard for human life, attempted murder, and break and enter. We'll likely see a Joe Biden-Donald Trump rematch in November. CBS News reports that both clinched the necessary number of delegates for nomination by their respective parties for president. Biden and Trump both run primaries in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington State. Another investigation has been launched into the Arrive Can app. Global News reports that the Public Sector Integrity Commissioner is looking into complaints that two CBSA agents face reprisals after accusing their superiors of lying to Parliament about the IT company that operated the app. The Auditor General reported that the controversial app cost about $59 million. Chatham Kent has hired a new economic developer for Wheatley. Kyra Knapp is in charge of overseeing investment after a gas explosion devastated Wheatley's core in the summer of 2021. The position is funded by the Ontario government. In sports, Lakeshore shut out Wheatley 4-0 to start the second round of the Junior C hockey playoffs, while Essex beat Blenheim 4-3. In the NHL, the Red Wings lost 7-3 to the Sabres at Buffalo. In spring training baseball, the Tigers knocked out the Twins 1-0, and the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 8-1. Wednesday morning's weather, 19 under sunny skies, down to 5 Wednesday night with clouds and a scattered shower or two. Rain likely Thursday, a high of 13. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.